He's napping in his chair.
Mm-hmm. Travis. Travis.
I don't suppose you know anything about big, beastly men running amok in the city at night.
Disabled hair, red eyes. Overly strong. Inhumanly strong.
Inhumanly strong, inhumanly quick.
The grandma did some kind of mumbo jumbo and made him angry.
Whatever it is, I recommend you figure it out, because that makes no sense. Grandma turning a man into giant mumbo jumbo. Did you investigate the grandma?
ignoring the odd language the old woman spoke, inhumanly strong man, inhumanly large.
Was he a wolf man?
I don't know.
He wasn't furry.
How would you know?
Well,
I didn't know.
I saw him transform.
Not really.
Yes, really.
They didn't see the transformation. They didn't see it completed, though.
Yes.
I saw it completed.
I showed you the picture.
All right, why don't you describe it? You got a better look.
I gave you the description. Disabled hair, red eyes, overly strong.
That could be any number of things, but it's nothing good.
He also ran faster than me.
You're very surprising.
Well, there might be one running the amok in the streets.
Go get him, boy!
Fetch, boy, fetch!
Oh, look, you want to sit here and watch this room, I can go out and try and hunt this thing if you want.
He also has a knife in his face.
Because
I want that knife back.
Because Din and Ruta don't get back until tomorrow. Donovan and Thidon are still out. I mean, Voki might be awake, but he's also supposed to be watching the lodge. Do you want to stay here? I can go get him.
I wasn't complaining about having to go out and do it. I was hoping for some information.
So when do we get the vacation?
Let me look in the library.
When do we get the vacation? When we kill so many creatures, or is it a certain period?
You get a vacation in rotation.
It's for rotation.
Din and Ruta were the first ones. Next on the list is Voki and
Thidon.
And then we had figured that you two would be next, then you two.
All right. Well, guys, we've got something to hunt, so...
Well, let's go hunt it.
Hunt, let me...
We have to... He hurt. He bad. He scary.
Walk it off.
Ain't easy being small.
Holes are bigger.
No, the holes are the same size. Super glue if you need some, Andre.
I keep on taking that box over there.
I already got it. After Ryan broke my dwarves.
And stop handing them to me.
I was putting it better than you grabbed it.
So,
well, I guess
simple streetwise. Did you see a big, angry, disheveled man heading this way?
Seven.
Yep, you know, there was actually this big, angry, disheveled man. He was heading towards the park.
Did he have a knife in his...
To the park! Did he have a knife in his face?
No.
Damn.
He may have dropped your knife somewhere.
Shit.
Or broke it off or something, I don't know. Anyway, let's go to the park.
Alright, simple notice check. Wonderful little distraction.
Take my d4 back.
Ten.
Seven.
Eight. I got a 4!
We're actually in the success, usually.
Ten.
Ten, okay, so.
Unlike in D&D, a 4 means nothing.
Alright, so let's see. This is just going to be like a simple little pathway. He's off by a tree. You two, who are kind of walking along the path, instantly notice. You notice, of course, the path of destruction as you're kind of watching behind. Ivan, reaching down on the ground, you can see a throwing dagger that was broken in half.
No!
You two spot him.
It served me well!
And you can see him, but he looks to be... He looks to be back to his normal playing self. You can see he's kind of covered in sweat, and his clothes are actually kind of ripped and kind of loose. Then let's see if
he... I think so.
You guys. I will go ahead and say he gets the plus one with Ivan.
You!
So he'll look back and go, oh no.
You there. Stop.
Let's see if he gets to go first. Or
chase scene starts again.
Oh gosh. Can I speak with you, please, for the moment?
I placed love interest on his
Hey. Alright. Jessica, you're up first.
You're gonna be a gay cowboy. Like, why not? Like Brokeback Mountain.
So actually this and
excuse me, sir. Can we speak with you for a moment?
So what are you doing?
I'll move forward.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah.
Just walking forward?
Uh-huh.
Drawing anything?
Okay. No. I'm trying to focus on at the moment.
His turn. He pulls out a flask and drinks it.
We are dealing with Dr. Jekyll.
Right. I don't think turning this in right now is not going to work because he's about... I don't think I learned anything. Or
what,
completely understand.
It turncoat?
Turncoat. I think
turncoat will not work.
No, I'm just saying because it would be funny.
Spill the beans could work.
I'm just saying it could be funny.
If we're interrogating him.
Yeah. Ivan, you are next.
You have to capture him first.
The creature who destroyed your knife is right over there.
I think a piece of his spit in the bag.
He's there. He drank
draw
the
my
name.
Knife.
Draw
my knife.
Asshole.
Although, who is really the asshole? The asshole threw the knife into it? First, who broke the knife?
I draw my pistol, I guess, and I'll move up.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Ryan?
I will also draw my pistol, and I will jog forward.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Are you running?
Yes.
Okay, first roll an agility check.
Minus 2.
No, this is just a straight agility check. You actually did not draw your pistol this turn, but you did get to run. That's the way it works. If you're doing multiple actions when drawing, you have to make an agility check straight. It does not explode. Unless you're Ethan. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Darn.
Ha! You're right next to him! Oh, crap! Oh, crap!
Damn. I can't get my jacket.
It's stuck in the holster!
Deck's getting small.
Wow.
I have a shoulder holster, like a Trojan.
Alec.
What's he look like he's planning on doing?
He drank a potion and he's big again.
He drank a potion and he looks angry again.
I guess I'll move up again. Is there anything like a held action in this?
There's a readying action. You get an opposed agility check.
I will ready an action to shoot him should he...
And that's the way I signify that. Yeah. Jessica, you were next.
Why is it always your distractions? I'm the one running at it.
Your quickness.
Your fast little bugger.
Yeah.
Ivan. Jessica. You totally look like Ivan. Hey, Jessica.
You can hit him if you want. I do it all the time. It's in
but
character.
But you're you. I'm me.
Like I said, you can be in character.
Jessica.
I was holding also. And I'm staying where I am.
You hold yourself.
Ryan.
With my gun out.
Fine then, I will draw my sword, screw my pistol, and I'll move up. Now look here, sir. I've won a couple of tournaments in my time. I may have lost my ability, but...
I think you'll eat your sword.
I'll attempt to intimidate, basically.
Go ahead. Since you are attempting an action, first give me an agility check to make sure you can draw your sword.
You do indeed.
You easily draw your sword. Now give me your intimidate.
Six.
He is fearless.
Damn.
At the moment. Maybe if he was human.
It was a good try anyway.
Yeah. If he didn't have his try. If he didn't take his potion, then yes, he would have been able to be feared. I
draw my other knife. Her throwing knife is not alone.
Move up 6?
Yeah.
3, 4, 5, 6. Give me agility checks.
Will attempt to parry.
You have there's you don't roll. It is an agility check.
I know. I'm going to parry.
Five.
Why not? It's gonna refresh here in a little bit. Okay, bye. Alright. You do not interrupt him. You do.
My gun, then my shot will go off after his?
Yes. Your shot will go off immediately after him.
However, shots will be going off.
As both of us are like, oh crap, he's attacking.
Shoot it!
I hit your chair. I know.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm looking around my chair.
There
it is.
I at least got a 5.
The real question is, did you get a 1?
Nope.
Nope.
Okay, 12, you'll hit with a raise.
Which is
3 to 6. You are pushing down an old lady.
12.
You're under citizen's arrest.
12, you shake him. You'll burn a Benny and unshake. And he will go ahead and wild attack on Ryan.
So he's used all 3 of his Bennies?
No, I've been using GM Bennies.
Oh.
He's not a wild card.
Oh.
And he's used 2.
7.
3, because he used 1 to unshake earlier, and then he used 1 to re-roll.
Benny, yeah.
So he's used 3.
Okay.
7 hits your parry?
That is my parry.
Then he will definitely hit you.
Okay.
Yay, wild attack. Alright. 13, 16, 20.
My toughness is 5.
That is a difference of...
15.
15? That's only 3 wounds.
Bigger, right?
Mm-hmm.
The bigger's a d8?
No. No, it is not.
I was about to say, I thought you had a d8 agility and smarts.
Yes, I do. Thankfully.
10.
10.
You will soak off 2 of those 3 wounds.
That's probably as good as I'm going to get.
Honestly, I agree with you.
Alright, now my shot goes off.
Now your shot goes off. Which one's your shooting die? Yes, you do need to designate.
Yes. I'm using this one. The red one is my wild one.
It's a 2.
Alright.
Got a 8.
You will just hit because of the fog.
Okay.
It's not quite a race.
9.
That will be a second chicken.
He removed...
Oh, you're right. He
yeah,
did
I was
chicken.
Like, why don't you pull
him out? Now you're shaking.
Oh, I see. His chicken's better than mine.
My gun's American. We've gone over this already.
And mine's
Mike,
Indian.
Look at that.
Wow.
He has dealt a deuce.
Eh? Oh.
If he's dealt a 2, I guess he,
He's screwed.
Yes, he is shaken and now a weak.
Now you can intimidate him.
Yes, and now I can. Now
Ivan, it is your turn. He broke your knife.
Ivan's turn. And then your turn.
One square between us, at most. All right, at least. And I throw a knife.
Which one is your throwing?
This
Blue?
Is my wild eye.
Bertus, that would be a 3.
Why not?
Oh, that's a 40.
Oh, yeah.
I hit.
Okay. One raise. Darn! I have fucking knife.
If only you had no mercy.
I love that edge.
Me too.
3.
3 does not pick him. Jessica.
Take him down. To, like, tackle him, I guess.
I'll aim for his leg, so I'll take the minus.
2?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're actually at an F minus 3.
Oh, because of the fog.
Yeah, because of the fog.
Mm-hmm.
Oop.
Apparently that doesn't matter. 14 minus 3 is 11. That's still a hit with a raise. Now let's see if you do enough damage to make it
blow his leg off.
Yeah, if she does enough damage, I will just kill him.
Oh.
That'll be a second shake, and that will incapacitate him.
There we go.
Hooray!
Alright, perhaps we should collect him and leave before the authorities show up.
I agree. And then I'm going to make him steal the beads.
Alright, so you're going to take him back to the lodge?
That's the only place we know of in the city, pretty much, so...
I think him pick up a potion, right?
Yes. You see the empty flask.
For potions and room.
You do not find any, but you do find this. It is a card. Alright, if all of you would kindly give me stealth checks, because you are attempting to smuggle a body.
Can I act as distraction? Like, make noises?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that a really attractive woman making bird sounds? Why?
I know, but she's hot.
If you all roll badly enough, you will attract attention.
I got a 2.
Got a 1, because I don't have stealth.
It's a d6 and a d4 minus 2.
Yep.
I know. They both rolled 3s.
You got a 6.
You got a 6, so you two are fine.
Do I successfully distract people?
No, and you will suffer penalties if you stay with your 2.
What type of penalties?
Basically, you might lose a point of status because people think you're crazy.
It's okay, I'm in my costume.
Okay.
8.
Ooh, even better. Okay.
I was saying, I'm not walking around as a noble right now in the middle of the night.
Actually, you did just come from dinner.
Yeah.
We did stop at the lodge. That's
fine.
Yeah,
we stopped at the lodge.
Okay.
I got an 8.
8. Okay, so you three are sneaking off.
Here, I'll write my second set of selves for you.
And people begin identifying the crazy tiger.
Awesome. What does that make my status normally?
A 4.
Okay.
Your mass identity has a base status of 5.
Yep.
Could you make your mass identity rich and noble?
Technically. Anyway. And eventually the authorities will be called and you run off.
Yes.
Alright, you guys are back at the lodge and he's... Your plan to spill the beans. Alright. Let me see exactly what the card does.
That would be persuasion for me.
Whether it be by friendly persuasion, intimidation, or force. Alright, so, persuade me. He's like...
Sir, I couldn't help but notice you drank some sort of concoction. We wouldn't want to hurt you or anything. We just want to... What? Okay. We wouldn't want to hurt you or anything. We'd really like to keep this civil and all that.
So, where am I?
His knee is patched up, by the way.
None of yours.
At least.
It's not every concern where you are.
You're in a safe place. We're not going to hurt you. We would like to know about this biosphere thing.
What?
We found this note on your person.
What did it say?
Oh, yeah, the biosphere. It's a sphere of bio.
A sphere of shit?
That was nasty.
You're not fooling anyone.
Alright, I can't read.
Okay.
I'm just a message carrier.
Who has a message for?
Some guy down at the docks, he was gonna come get me.
What is your relation to the old lady?
She did something. And, made my thing go off prematurely.
Your thing?
Yeah, my thing.
What is your thing?
The drink thingy. I had 2.
Where do you get those?
They gave them to me.
Who?
The Cabal recruiter.
Where was this Cabal recruiter?
I met him down in a bar.
What bar?
Duke's Drink, I think that's what they said the name was. Yeah.
Any information you may have on this Cabal recruiter or his Cabal would be useful.
Real mean. Well, the pay's good. Yeah.
How much did they pay?
£5.
Good. Well, I will point out of character, they have a lot more people than we do.
And it's probably a somewhat easier job.
He has to go run messages.
They give their minions super potions.
This is a crazy idea. How about we can recruit him?
We have access to super potions.
Well, no, I don't. We're the counter organization to the Cabal.
The strippers?
No.
Rippers.
They always called you strippers.
Right.
Are you guys really trying to hire?
We'll pay.
Yes, she is, because I know exactly what card she has.
We'll pay you down.
I think it would be great. He has a little bit of inside information. Plus, we pay more, so he's more likely to join us.
We'll pay you double.
Play your card.
Do we really want the illiterate peasant runner as our turncoat?
he can at least point us to the people he was going to.
They would never suspect him.
And what's wrong with being illiterate?
I
understand that much. It makes it safer to transport messages. That's why they have him. We can have important information, we give them to him. He has no idea what it says. No offense or anything.
you know what?
We do need him.
I think it would be an excellent idea and kind of funny.
If you give me the card, he will join.
I'm getting the consensus of everyone else before.
I am, and I vote no.
Yes, yes, no.
I want to visit.
That's three yeses to one no.
Are you worried that he's going to be a spy or something?
Oh no, I'm not sly.
all we got to do is make sure that we write our information on the important information on notes and so on.
Wait, of course, I think the only kid from Travis. Travis.
What? Who's he? Why is he tied down in the middle of the meeting room?
He's a Cabal messenger.
The one that was a big beastly man. They give him potions that make him super strong.
Alright, but why haven't we shot him yet?
We're getting information out of him.
She wants to bring him to our side.
Yes, I want to hire him.
They pay their dudes £5.
Well, I'd watch him, but that's a good idea. He might know something about the Cabal.
That's
as long as he's trustworthy. Oh, yeah, sure, I'm totally trustworthy. Whoever pays me the most.
So
Travis is like, well, he's honest.
I just have bad experiences with mercenaries, okay?
I'm not a mercenary, I'm a thug.
You work for whoever pays the most money. That makes you a mercenary in my book.
What's a mercenary?
Someone
I'm a thug.
Mercenary.
I thought that's what thugs were.
Same phrase, same thing, different phrase.
Thug.
Stop talking so fancy.
Same thing, different words.
Okay.
That was more rude.
He's from America.
Oh, stupid gangs.
Says the guy tied to a chair.
Well, it was 4-1.
Well, you know, I don't know. It just feels like I'm spilling my beans here.
actually, your beans are right here in this pot. They're a little cold.
Oh, man. I'm looking forward to going home and eating those.
You can eat them.
Alright. He will become a turncoat.
I still maintain there's we could have done better than the illiterate messenger.
But he was easy.
It sounds like he just joined the Cabal recently.
So that way they probably wouldn't recognize him if they see him firsthand.
Sure. I can hang out at your guys' clubhouse.
He gets free food.
That's okay, that's cool.
You're paying £10 a month. You do have to go fight monsters, though. Or just the cabal. You know, whatever.
Whatever, man. It's 10 pounds a month. That's good money.
Yeah, it is.
Can't be that bad.
And maybe we can get you a lab so you can...
A what? Well,
never mind. I just recalled but my memory.
Right,
Alright.
Sorry.
Someone should get on teaching this guy to read. And teach him basic English.
Does it bother you that he cannot read?
Yes.
Very well. Since I suggested it, I can do that.
I'm sorry, I know illiteracy in Europe was probably fairly high.
Yeah.
I give this to Travis. It was a message for someone at the docks.
Should we go try and intercept them?
Well, honestly, they probably already know at this point. I think the person would probably have skedaddled.
Okay.
Especially if they were expecting him.
Well, we could always use him as a spy.
And they recruit him out of a bar called Duke's Drink.
Alright, well, we can take a look at Duke's Drink. I've never heard of it.
What did the guy look like, the recruiter?
He
looking like a man.
He wore this big, thick coat, and he had a face mask on, and a hat.
So basically, he completely concealed his identity.
What was the mask?
What?
He hid himself.
Yeah.
What? What was on the mask?
it was just like a handkerchief.
Oh, I see.
Did you learn anything else about his personage?
He was a bandit.
He sounds like a cowboy bandit to me.
Nah, kind of brief.
Did he have an accent?
Yeah, weren't from around here.
There you go.
Do you know which nation he hailed from?
I doubt that.
No. Not really. It weren't English. I know I'm realizing that I'm butchering this English thug to make him sound like an American thug, but that's the only thing I got. Yep.
But you realize I'm purposely trying to use bigger words to confuse him than me. Yes, I'm a bit of an asshole. Alright. So, you've never heard of Duke's Drink then, Travis?
That was the bar that you got him.
Do you remember
how I think that's what it named, its name was.
Let me guess, you were really drunk that night.
Not really drunk. I couldn't afford to get really drunk.
You were just mostly drunk?
It was the second bar on the line.
Could you lead us there?
I kind of just stumbled there.
What was the first bar you went to?
Well, how about, what district?
East End.
Okay, so that's a start at least.
So we've only got a quarter of London to look through.
Aren't we in the East End?
Yes.
There's like a cabal cell somewhere.
Travis goes, when isn't there a cabal cell somewhere near us?
I'm going to laugh, it's next door.
No, it's in the basement of Lucky Annie. You guys are in the... She's playing both sides.
We're in the attic. He's in the... They're in the basement. And we go into the floor and fight and then leave.
And they got deal two, so they're getting free.
But the thing is, we don't realize it at all. Like, yo, what's up, Joe? How's it going?
Turns out Joe's cabal.
What? Joe! Come on, man. You're a ripper? Oh, come on. What, they don't give you super cool potions and stuff?
No.
No, they pay us 10 pounds a month.
And I'm not sure the 5 pounds is worth a super cool potion. Whenever I drink one, they give me a new one.
We do have these potions that are made from, like, powdered skeleton dust.
Ew.
Did they tell you what's in your potion?
At least I know what I'm ingesting. I'm not sure it's worth the temporary sleep.
Turns into big ones. Holy fuck.
Turns into a charger.
Uno de mil levers.
Anywho.
Alright. So, we recruited a random bug.
I thought it was awesome.
What's
his name? Yeah.
Tony. But he's fairly short.